Hello and welcome to FinShots Daily. In today's episode, we tell you how Tamil Nadu became India's automobile manufacturing hub and now wants to take the EV crown too. Before we start today's episode, here's a quick side note from Team Ditto. If you're a person who's great at communicating and are enthusiastic to join our team, Ditto is looking to recruit new insurance advisors. You don't even need to know about insurance. We would train you from scratch and you can enjoy working remotely with a great team. If you are interested or know someone who is, please click the link in the description below. Now, on to today's episode. We told you in yesterday's episode that Tesla might set up shop in India. And guess who's quite excited about it? Tamil Nadu. Now, in case you didn't know this already, Tamil Nadu is called the Detroit of India. It's a nod to the American city of Detroit, which has the world's automotive center thanks to Ford. But wait, how on earth did Tamil Nadu get this tag, you wonder? Well, it began in the early 1990s, after decades of a fairly closed-door policy that promoted only Indian companies and a lot of red tape even for them, India liberalized its economy. We opened up to foreign companies. We wanted them to come and invest their monies into the country and create jobs. And foreign companies were excited about the potential of a massive population in a new market. Car makers such as Ford wanted in too. And when Ford was looking for a spot to set up its manufacturing unit, Tamil Nadu rolled out the red carpet. The then Chief Minister, Jayalalitha, decided that the state would have to incentivize the car maker to look at the southern Indian state. Her government handed over 36 acres of land belonging to the Chennai municipality to Ford for just 30 crore rupees and set up building roads, drainages and everything else in the area. There were tax exemptions, subsidies for capital investment and an initial discount on par tariffs. Ford was quite happy. Maybe being in proximity to a major port helped too. It would make exporting cars easier. Pretty soon, when Hyundai saw that setting up manufacturing in the state wasn't hard and the government's policies were quite friendly, it decided to flock to the region too. And that set the ball rolling for car makers in the region. Nissan, Renault, BMW, everyone rushed to the state. An entire automobile ecosystem began to emerge. Okay, you might be thinking that we already had Maruti Udyog, right? Didn't it succeed in creating an automobile ecosystem by then? Now, we're not just talking about cars being part of the ecosystem. You see, Maruti Udyog ran the show in the early 1980s through a joint venture with Suzuki and it had its own manufacturing facility close to Delhi. But the cars were completely knockdown versions. This meant that they would get a CKD kit which included critical parts needed to make the car, such as engine, transmission, fuel tank, wheel rims, brakes, suspension, steering, etc. All the folks had to do was put things together and assemble it. So that never led to a proliferation of companies that supplied these parts in that region. But in Tamil Nadu, things were different. The foreign car makers relied on suppliers to provide parts for their cars. So auto ancillaries boomed in the region too, and it created the entire automobile value chain. Other states in India couldn't quite boast of that, and it gave Tamil Nadu the advantage. And by 2010, the state government claimed that one out of three cars produced in India came from Chennai and its surrounding areas. Tamil Nadu had transformed into the Detroit of India. Now sure, Tamil Nadu had its fair share of problems on the journey too. The shine began to wear off because by the early 2010s, automakers began to complain about bureaucracy and red tape. The state was plagued by power deficits, which raised the cost of doing business as electricity got more expensive. Auto ancillary companies had to pay three times more for generators to supply power, and real estate prices shot up too. Tamil Nadu dropped like a rock in the ease of doing business rankings, and car makers began to rethink their proposition in the state. They were looking elsewhere. People feared that towns in Tamil Nadu dependent on this automobile ecosystem would suffer Detroit's fate too, which is become bankrupt. And maybe Tamil Nadu's government figured out what was happening. They knew they needed to flip the script again. So they doubled down on their efforts to stay relevant. They launched the Automobile and Auto Component Policy in 2014 with the intention to get the state into one of the top 5 automobile clusters in the world. Did it work? Well, just this year, Tata Motors announced its first investment in Tamil Nadu with a massive 9,000 crore rupee plant. So you would want to say that the state did succeed. Already, Tamil Nadu has a special EV policy that's doling out incentives and tax exemptions for EV makers, and around 40% of the country's EV production comes from the state. We're talking two-wheelers, three-wheelers and cars. That could only increase with a spate of EV investments in the state, partly thanks to Ola Electric's massive Tesla-esque factory. The taxi-hailing-turned EV maker has promised a massive gigafactory that will be replete with vendor parks and ancillary factories. It wants to build out what it says will be the world's largest EV facility. And maybe it's this storied legacy as a car maker and the state's commitment to EVs that promoted Vietnamese EV maker VinFast to commit $2 billion to set up a manufacturing plant in Tamil Nadu too. With so much happening, you can see why they'll be quite intent on luring Tesla to the fold too, right? Now we'll just have to wait and see how it pans out.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. FinShots Daily is available on a bunch of streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Until next time.